So when I'm show prepping at times, you know, I'm bouncing around. I have my routine that I go through, cup of coffee, have my go-to sites that I go to in the morning. And then I just start writing down certain ideas. Just I write things down. And a couple of things that I wrote down, like, to me, I think it's all this stuff. Like, Tyronn Lue's got to get the Lakers job, right?
I don't think there's anybody else that
can. I mean, I hear stuff about Monty Williams or Juwan Howard, and I'm like, unless LeBron doesn't want Lue, which I assume that's not the case, because those two guys went to the mountaintop together, and at the end of the day, I think we all know LeBron is LeBron's kind of a passive-aggressive control freak, right? And he wants to have a coach in place that he can kind of control. And I think Lue has a good dominant yet submissive personality, if that makes sense. You know, there's a lot of coaches that only can be the dominant one. And then I think there are other coaches that are sometimes too submissive, too passive, let people walk on them too much. Then there's some coaches that have that balance of both. I think Lue has that balance of both. And this was one of the reasons I always thought when people talked about it, and maybe got deemed incorrect, because according to Steve Sipple, there were reports that Tyronn Lue wanted the Nebraska job. Like, he went after the Nebraska job. I felt like it was pretty clear that Tyronn Lue was going to be the Lakers head coach. I said that months ago. I said, why would he take the Nebraska job? He's going to be the Lakers head coach. And I still think when all the dust settles around Staples Center, Tyronn Lue is going to be the head coach. And to me, you got to get someone. If you are all in on LeBron, which I think they are, you got to get someone that the last thing you need is to hire someone that you can foresee down the road the storyline of LeBron. I don't know if he ever signed off on this coach. LeBron and this coach not really getting along. Like, if they hire Ty Lue, to me, you instantly take that coaching issue off the plate. Now, with all that said, the one thing I will say about, the idea that Luke Walton was like a problem to me was ridiculous. He's officially been named the Kings head coach. But I also understand how sometimes things are just so far gone and you get so far down the road of disaster that, like, it did feel like you had to kind of make a change. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, that's just how it works sometimes. But I just, it's got to be Lue.
It's got to be Lue. I guess my issue with the whole thing is that you can't bring in somebody who's never coached in the NBA before.
Right.
So that's why Juwan Howard's name just baffles me.
Doesn't make sense to me.
No.
And you can't bring in someone that LeBron doesn't sign off on.
Agreed.
And this has to, I mean, that's why it's just, there's so many, not only is he coached with LeBron, he played for the Lakers.
It makes
They're
sense.
Big on keeping it in the family, you know what I mean? You're a Laker, you're a part of the fam, you can, so he played for the Lakers. Like, he checks every imaginable box. Every imaginable box. And then the other thing real quick with LeBron, before we'll take a break, and I want to get back into Nebraska football. But the other thing with LeBron, has there been an official release date of Space Jam 2?
2021, I believe it is.
Okay, well then maybe, you know what? Depending on then what the next year or two looks like, am I the only one that feels like the optics of Space Jam 2 could really be kind of bad if the Lakers don't get this thing right and LeBron doesn't kind of get this thing right?
Yeah, July 16th, 2021.
So July, like, so that means, I mean, it's April 16th, 2019. So in pretty much 2 years. So you got two seasons to get this right. And if they don't get it right and LeBron doesn't get it right, I just kind of feel like the optics and the vibe of Space Jam 2 is going to feel weird, right? Like, a part of what made Space Jam work was Jordan was at the peak, you know, it was Jordan, you know what I mean? And like that, that's what made it kind of go.
Yep, and that came out in November of 96.
And the 96 Bulls are arguably the greatest basketball team in the history of basketball. Bingo. So it worked. You're like, yeah, this guy. Imagine if they don't make the playoffs and they don't get it right, and all of a sudden it's Space Jam 2. It's just not, you know, I just feel like the optics of Space Jam 2 could be poor if they don't get it right. And that was always my thought, you know, with the whole thing. It's like basketball has to be, LeBron, you're in the basketball business. You're not in the Hollywood business. You're in the basketball business. If your basketball's right, everything else will take care of itself. But we'll see. I don't really have any interest in Space Jam 2. I don't.
I have all the interest in the world.
For the right reasons or the wrong reasons?
Both.
That's like I'm interested for the wrong reasons. Like sometimes I guess I'm just not a fan of like we have this obsession with recreating the past in our world.
Yes.
Rebooting shows, rebooting movie. Like it's like I can't. I mean, Space Jam was Space Jam.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Let's let that be. Let that be. All right, 1 o'clock hour straight ahead, wide open. So tons of room for you, 402-951-1620. You can email me, nick@1620zone.com. Or hit me on Twitter @NickBaugh. Game time.